episode 3321, How to Care for Your Heart.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous dance with your week, and I hope you're enjoying the warmer weather. I think we're getting a little teaser of about 20 days till spring. Yes, mark your calendars. But in order to enjoy life, you've got to care for something so important, how to care for your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, as you know, a lot is happening. Can you hear me now? Man, I can hear myself. I'm so excited. You know, I have been fighting this, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I think it was partly from my travels, the hotel, 3 conferences, 2 hotels. Yeah, craziness. I was in Nashville for that entire time and it's wonderful. I'm home, but I'm still traveling. I'm actually right now enjoying my grandbabies. Oh my goodness gracious. Being a grandma is the best. If you're a grandma, you totally understand. And if you're not one, one of these days when you're blessed to be one, oh my goodness, yes, it is fabulous. My grandma and my great grandma used to tell me, oh, you just wait, Christiane, till you become a grandma. And now I know. But with all of that, we've got to understand how important our bodies are. But a lot of times we're just going through life and we're just trying to get through the CRAP, the challenges, rejections, adversities, and problems in our life. And we're trying to figure out the dinner, dishes, and dogs. We've got the laundry piled up 3 stories high. Yeah, you heard me, 3 stories high, which means most of the time it's taller than our house. It reaches beyond the ceiling. And then we're looking at things going, and I'm supposed to do this, 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 and this with my kiddos. And then on top of that, it's like, and where do I get to breathe? When do I get to sleep in? Oh, wait, is that even an option? Maybe you go to bed late, get up early. Maybe you go to bed early and still get up early. Whatever your life is, I want you to take a moment. And I want you to take your hand, I don't care if it's your left hand or your right hand, and I want you to place it over your heart. Do you feel the beat? See, my grandson loves to chase me. We go back and forth. He's like, chase me, Grandma, chase me. And so I'll chase after him. He's like, no, wait, Grandma, chase you. So then he'll chase me. And then we'll go, and I kid you not, we probably run for about a mile. And then I'm like, Grandma's got to get a drink. So I get a drink and we're just circling inside the house. We're not even running outside. We're just doing this lap around the house. And I sit down. He's like, wait, Grandma, let me feel your heartbeat. And so I taught him how he can feel my heart, not by putting his hand on my heart because it's kind of hard to feel my beat through my, you know, through my chest, but he can feel it at my neck. And he puts his hands, his little fingers right there. And he looks at me and his eyes get really big and he feels my heartbeat. When was the last time, my friend, that you felt your heart beat? Beat for the passion of living a life God designed for you. Because taking care of your heart goes beyond just what you eat and how you exercise. Yes, all of that is important, right? But it also involves nurturing your heart holistically. It's the whole picture, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Learn how to care for your heart and soar. I can tell you, I don't feel any more alive than when I'm chasing my grandson round and round. And yes, sometimes when it's 9 o'clock at night, I'm like, seriously, why am I doing this? And then I thought, oh, if I lose weight, someone's going to ask me, how did you lose all your weight? Oh, I'm chasing my grandson, literally running circles in the house. Makes for a great story, right? But it makes for a better story when our heart can take care of us, our body. It's got to pump blood all the way through it. But the problem is, if we're not taking care of our heart can't take care of us, which means we can't take care of the people that we love. And so I want you to think about your life right now, the season that you're in. When you're facing challenges, right, it puts an undeniable stress on you physically, mentally, emotionally. Your well-being matters in your overall health. But who's thinking about that in the morning? Most of the time, your weight and wrinkles get more attention. You look at that number, you walk into your closet, I have nothing to wear. I don't know how many times I've said that in my lifetime. And I'm just only a little over a half a century. But you do, you walk in there and you're like, I have nothing to wear. You get on the scale and you're like, I hate that number. I hate that number. Just a couple days ago, my girlfriend said, oh, Christine, this is where I'm at. And oh, by the way, I've got to make some changes. Why is it that we have these freak out moments, but we're not willing to do what we need to do every single day so we don't have freak out moments? Have you considered your overall well-being? Have you considered your heart as it beats? So when you go and you have a yearly checkup, I want you to think about not only having discussions with your physician, your medical provider, for your physical health, but I also want you to have discussions about your mental health too. Care for your heart holistically. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Care for your heart holistically. You've got to look at the overall picture of your well-being. Because I know you've got people on this earth that you love. And you want to love them the best that you can. But you cannot do that when you are not taking care of yourself. You know, last night, believe it or not, I actually went to bed early. I was in bed before 10:30. Now, my grandson, on the other hand, was pushing the envelope. And he did not want to go to sleep. He went to bed at about 9:30-ish, which was an hour later than what they had planned, but life happens and, you know, you just kind of get into this other routine. And so he climbs into bed, but he is so wired for fire and he just wants to play. He's like, this is awesome. And I'm like, no, it's not. We've got to rest. Grandma's got to go to sleep or I won't be able to get up with you and play in the morning. I said, we have to take care of our body. I think I had that discussion with him four times last night. And then finally, a little after 10:15, 10:20, off he fell asleep. You know, I wish that we would really care for our bodies the way that we really need to. But most of the time we're putting it on the back burner. I know. I already shared with you 3 conferences, 2 hotels in 8 days. Crazy. It was fun. I loved every moment of it. But let me tell you, it took a toll on my body. I would get up early, stay up late, get up early, stay up late. And I was eating pretty well overall, I must say, because I have really taken to heart. But my sleeping, yeah, not so much. So as we discuss here some things, I want you to think about how you're caring for your heart in this season of your life, not your overall season. This season, right now, where you are, this moment in time is what counts. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but right now. So number one, eat and exercise well. Consuming a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains while staying physically active is essential for heart health. And quite frankly, you probably need to be adding supplements, but have that discussion with your medical provider, with your physician. According to Dr. Rita Redberg, a cardiologist, eating a diet that is rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats is good for the heart. Now, I will say this. That doesn't mean that you go eat a whole fruit tree every single day. Fruit is delicious. But you don't need to eat 10,000 pounds of fruit a day, right? Moderation is good for the body. And you need to remember, you need to eat for your body. One size does not fit all, right? So eat and exercise well for your body, because the way you eat is going to be different than the way I eat. And that's okay. There is nothing wrong with that. But you need to know, oh my goodness, I need to have maybe more healthy fats today because over the last 5 days, I didn't get that. It's good to have healthy fats, but for some people, too much is not a great thing. So do what you need to do. Have those hard conversations. Ask questions. Do your research for your body because your body matters. You matter, my friend. You've got to care for that heart and eat and exercise well. And I will say this, we've got spring coming up and I think in about 20 days. What happens? The sun comes up, stays up longer, right? We have longer days, which is fabulous. I love longer days. Not so much falling back when we, you know, or we spring forward. Wait, fall back. That was last season. Spring forward. Yeah, we lose an hour. I never liked that part, but I do like longer days. And so when you're caring for yourself, right? That means you also have to care for your cells. C-E-L-L-S. Hydrate, please. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Most of us are walking around dehydrated. In fact, right now, as I'm recording this, you hear that? That's my water bottle right here. I literally have a water bottle with me at all times. I carry water with me in the back of my vehicle. Not just because, it's because I need to. Because if I drink all my water, I'd much rather pull over and have to stop somewhere and go to the bathroom than not be hydrated. And unfortunately, most of us are walking around dehydrated. So aim to drink a liter a day minimum. And if you really want to have optimal health, go for 2 liters a day. Now, I'll tell you this, my secret, I have to do three. Yeah, I have to do three liters. That's just what it is. But that's my body. Remember, it may be too much for you. So know your body. Ask questions with your medical provider. And if you're one who does a lot of working out and you're doing strength training, you need to increase your water. Because what happens is this, I don't care how good you eat and how well you exercise, if your cells are not hydrated, you will not reap the benefits and the rewards of your hard work because your cells won't be able to handle it. And it'll be an internal battle. You do not want that. So eat and exercise well. Number two, meditate always. Incorporate meditation and mindfulness practices into your daily routine. And when you do that, it can significantly reduce stress levels and improve cardiovascular health. Remember your heartbeat? Yeah, feel your heart. It's important that you know it's there. It's working for you. So don't work against it. Professor John Teasdale once said, meditation is the discovery that the point of life is always arrived at in the immediate moment. What did we just talk about? It's not about tomorrow. It's not about yesterday. It's about this moment. It's called presence. Your presence matters. And I want you to be so present in your everyday that you are so observant. You're so on point. But in order to do that, right, you still got to eat and exercise well. You got to hydrate. And then you've got to meditate. And meditate, some people are like, gosh, Christine, do I have to sit in a corner and like do weird things and hold my arms and light candles and all this? You can do that if that's really what sets you up for success when it comes to quiet. But you can also just sit down in your comfy recliner or your rocking chair. You can grab your Bible if you want. You can put on praise music. You can be walking around cleaning and folding laundry and you can meditate. We all do it differently. I know for me, when I was going through my tornado of life back in the day, it was over a decade ago now, and I would work out to music and that was my praise time. And my kids would hear me saying, oh Lord, because I was lifting like some heavy weights. I'd be, you know, I started out light, like 5-8 pounds, and then I was going 30 and 35 pounds. And I was doing like, I was doing all out good stuff. Now I'm a little bit older, so I'm a little bit more cautious. I've had a few injuries and I don't want to injure my joints any further. So I do lift, but I lift to my body. Okay. So make sure you're working with someone who knows your body. That's why I went into training. I got my personal trainer certification. I became a nutritionist. I wanted to make sure I knew what I needed to do, not only to help others, but most importantly, start by helping myself. And so my meditation was sitting there while I was working out, and I would sit there and I'd be grunting and groaning. My kids would hear me upstairs because my voice projects just a little bit. And it was kind of like my time. I'm like, okay, Lord, you've got to help me with this. And they, of course, thought I was talking about my workout. Well, sometimes it was, but more so I was talking about other things. You can meditate anywhere. You can praise. You can celebrate. You can dance in your everyday, but you need to do it always. I don't want you to get stuck in the routine of feeling sorry for yourself. And meditation allows you to get out of your own self and kind of like put you into another area of life, another circle. So I like to think of it as a Hallmark movie. I know you're probably like rolling your eyes at me already. That's okay. Roll your eyes. It's fine. And if you're a guy who's listening, yeah, just go there with me because it's going to be fun. So when you sit down and you meditate, right? You know how the Hallmark movies, they have these places that you go and all of a sudden you are transformed and put in this glorious castle. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if life was really like that? But we know we just don't end up in a castle. It's fun to dream, but why not do that when you meditate? So put yourself in another area that allows you to focus on what you need to truly focus on. Don't allow yourself to escape to the nooks and crannies that have all the laundry built up for, you know, three stories high. We're not talking about that. That too, well, it can wait. But really focus on being present and meditate. And you don't have to do it for like 20, 30 minutes. It might be literally for 2 minutes. You might do it while you're standing at the kitchen sink. And yes, I know it's not good for the water bill. And I know everybody who wants to save the world with excess of water use, I get that. But let's just say you have the water running and you're doing the dishes, but you just kind of feel this, oh, like this heaviness. Stop for a moment. And if the water runs, guess what? That's soothing to the ears. That's music to the heart. And just meditate there for just a moment. Now, make sure you're balanced, by the way, because I don't want you passing out or falling down because you're too in the moment. Yes, I've heard stories about that. So just make sure you're in a safe place so you can't hurt yourself. As in, like, if you fall down or you get too weak in the knees or whatever. Like, I'm being serious here. Safety first, always. But you can meditate, and it may only be for 30, 60, 90 seconds. It doesn't have to be something that goes on and on and on forever, right? But these are ways you can care for your heart holistically. And finally, number 3, reflect often. Taking time to reflect on your emotions and thoughts and experiences can help you understand and better yourself and promote emotional well-being. That means saying, gosh, did I do what I really needed to do? It's also a time of gratitude. Wow, Lord, thanks for these little blessings, the God winks in your life. Reflective journaling is a great way, or just sitting quietly to process your feelings. I know for me, when I was a little girl, I was living in Hawaii at the time. I was in high school, and I had this canopy bed, still to this day, love that white canopy bed. And it sat along this long wall, and I had the door that came into my room, and on the other side, okay, then there was the bed, and then on the other side was the door to my closet, of which I had this adorable little gecko that took care of all my bugs all the time. Yes, in Hawaii, you have geckos, and they live in your house. And so I had my little gecko, and he would live in the closet, but I would leave it open enough so he could come in and out. And yes, he was small enough, he could slip under the crack, but I didn't want him to have to work that hard. So I left the door open just a little bit. So my canopy bed, it was a twin canopy bed, and it sat between those two doors, and it was solid white. It was beautiful. And I could remember, in my front of my room, by the way, on the opposite wall, was nothing but these big, huge windows. And I would just lay down, whether it was during the day or at night, and I would put my head on my pillow, and I would just reflect over what happened, the conversations I had. I would ask myself, how could I be kinder in this situation? Was I too mean here? How could I love more unconditionally? I asked myself these questions at a very young age. What is it for you? Where can you lay and let all of your CRAP of life melt away and you just reflect? Maybe for you, it's in the shower. I don't know. But find those key spots and have that time of reflection, right? Because I'm telling you, they are powerful tools when it comes to your heart health. Life is not what it presents you, but what you present to yourself in life. So how you see yourself, your presence matters. Tony Robbins said this, the quality of your life is the quality of your emotions. By nourishing your heart through healthy habits and mindfulness and self-reflection, you get to cultivate a resilient spirit that propels you forward even when you face adversity. Don't get caught up in the CRAP of life. Yes, we got to deal with it. Yes, we've got to be honest about where we are. But you also have to commit to caring for your heart physically, emotionally, and spiritually so you can live your best selfie. My friend, the best is yet to come. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.